Saturday morning to everybody, and welcome to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, along with Chris Radlitz, Director of Family Services for the CCA. I'm Gary Byron. Hey, Chris, good to see you there, my good friend.
Good morning, Gary Byron. How are you?
Listen, I'm doing my best to hang in there over here. Look at you, Mr. Slim.
Yeah,
you're looking
how about
good.
That, huh?
Look at you, brother. I'm telling
Who knew?
You, man. You're looking sharp.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Not even trying to lose weight.
No, that's the beauty. When you try, you don't.
That's right.
Because you're not trying, you are. People like
not
you.
Not even thinking about it.
God,
and
so,
next thing I know, it's some pounds have fallen off.
I'm jealous. How was
don't
your...
be jealous. Just don't eat gluten.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we talked about
right?
that.
Right? That's the secret for me.
Well, how was your... Speaking of eating, how was your Memorial Day weekend? Was it fun? Did you
it
do
was
anything?
Very patriotic.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
You, cookouts or anything?
Steaks on the grill.
Oh.
Baked potatoes.
See, that stuff you can eat.
I can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just gluten, so I can't eat my favorite food in the world.
Well,
which
and
is
dairy, right? You don't
pizza.
Do dairy.
Pizza. No dairy either. No alcohol. Limited sugar.
No
vegetables,
alcohol, no sugar.
Cooked vegetables, protein, and small amount of carbs.
Well, yeah, because potatoes are
yeah.
carbs.
Yeah.
Rice.
But I love rice. I love potatoes, so it's fine.
Small amounts.
Yeah, well, you know, small is a relative term, isn't it?
It is. That's true. Good point.
Yeah, no, it's been an interesting journey. 10 weeks now, or 11 weeks. Yeah, I've been on 11 weeks, and it's great.
What is the hardest part?
Passing by my favorite pizza place. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Dominic and Vinny's. Oh, free ad. No. Well, but it's my favorite pizza, and I can't walk in. I just drive by and sigh heavily. The car tries.
Car tries
I'm struggling
yeah.
holding it in place, you know?
I know. I love pizza, brother. I
oh,
do. I could eat
look,
it.
It's God's perfect food. It's got everything you need. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so
I love
good.
Pizza.
But it puts weight on you.
I don't know, pizza. I don't care about the weight. It's the gluten.
I know.
Can't
I know why you're. Yeah. This is not to lose weight. That's just a side
yeah,
effect.
No. But I just love pizza. I adore pizza.
Is that your
it's
favorite
so
food?
Pretty much. I love pizza. I love breads. I love cheese. And I can't eat any of it.
What's the biggest misconception about being on this gluten-free diet?
That it's so hard. It's not.
Was it in the beginning, though?
No.
Come on.
No, you have to remember the story I told you. There, for me, it was a health thing. When I realized that it's gluten that's causing all these problems, boom. I was done. Finished. I'll never do it again. Not worried about it. Don't even think about it. Last 11 weeks, never once. Oh, do I have a longing? You know how I drive up and I bring bagels?
Mm-hmm.
You know, freshly baked bagels wafting in the car for an hour before I get here? Oh, my heavens. Do I want a bagel? Yes. Will I ever eat one? No. And I'm not, you know, all I got to do is reach behind my seat, pull one out. But no, I won't do it. I don't ever want to feel the way I did. And when I found out that it was gluten that was causing it, no problem. I'm out. Done.
Does it make you wish you had had...
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I would have saved myself a lot of heartache. I didn't know I had these sensitivities, such a severe sensitivity to it. I'm not a celiac. I don't have celiac disease. But
I've heard
close.
Of it. I don't even know what that is. But
well,
I've heard
that's
of it.
That's a disease, actually, that
from
if you,
gluten.
You eat gluten, then you will get violently ill.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's from gluten. I don't know what the side effects are. I don't even know.
I can't begin to tell you what all the side effects are. It's just it's not a bad, it's a bad thing. You
yeah.
can't. You have celiac disease. That is a disease. You cannot eat gluten. It'll hurt you bad. I happen to have a severe gluten sensitivity that I never knew about.
But not celiacs.
No.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Which doesn't matter because I'll never eat gluten again anyway.
Have you been anywhere where, though, your diet or your dietary needs has interfered with the menu, let's say, of wherever
oh, sure.
you happen to be?
Yeah. I've been places where there's just no gluten-free options and I just have water. It's, you know.
I'll just have what, a salad?
Yeah, I can have a salad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you don't have to sit there and watch people eat. You can have...
No, but I've done that. You know, especially before a meal where the big bread bowl comes out and you just everybody's eating bread and slathering it with butter. And I'm just saying, hey, enjoy it. It's great. God bless you. I can't eat it.
You used to.
another waiter, one more bowl, please. Yes. Another bread, please. Yeah. Bring some more butter. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds Love like you're it. Learning a lot about this.
Well, I have. I've spent a lot of time researching it because of the results. I'm so fascinated and thrilled by how good I feel that I've looked at it constantly. And my wife, We read about it. It's fascinating to me. If I ever knew, I wish I'd have known 30 years ago.
You look so healthy.
Thanks.
It was so noticeable when I saw you this morning.
Somebody said to me, you know what? Your head, your face used to look really inflamed, and now it doesn't. And I go, yeah, well, I'm sorry. You know,
sorry, that's all I got. No. Don't
it's
be
the only
sorry.
Face, only face I got.
That you should be sorry. No,
well, that's true. Oh, I've got a face for radio. What can I tell you?
That's my line.
See? We share something in common. But you're, you know, strapping, good-looking dude.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm just in radio. That's
Yeah, but you were in TV.
I was. Nine years prior to
TV.
Prior to being elected into the
That's
legislature.
Right. Yeah, that was. And then you got elected, too. Everybody knows it's pretty boys that get elected. So
2 terms. Yeah. I don't know about the pretty boys stuff.
And no feminist in the lines they're intended. No gender specific.
Oh, no. How does that, before we get into the topics of today's show, you start to hearing about all these people changing their genders and wanting to cross-dress and gender identity and roles. And it's a completely separate issue from gay and lesbianism. This is people who, I know, I'm sure as you do, you know a gay woman, gay man, and they're looking to have a relationship with someone in the same sex. This isn't even that. This is a person who themselves wants to change the sex that they are, the gender that they are.
You're really asking me that question? Okay.
Well, it's such a hot topic nowadays. You know, you see Target.
Tell me something. Why is it? Why is that a hot topic?
Well, because the media likes to talk about
and
it.
And why?
Well, I would imagine to spark response and increase viewership,
to what
which
view?
Ultimately
to what purpose?
Ratings.
Ratings. So yeah. they're going to try and destroy a person's natural sexuality to get ratings. That's what that is?
Oh, and you hear all the inclusiveness, you know.
So okay, inclusiveness
in government in
so
in
what
corporate
are we
America.
What is it we're including? Tell me what does inclusiveness have to do with this? What is that? What is it we're including?
Well, it's checking off boxes. You know. Well, all right. So you know, if a CEO could say, well, we've got a number of Caucasians, we have African American, we have Asian, we have Latino, we have this demographic.
So we no longer care.
Oh, you know, we need transgender. We don't click off a box of transgender. We need to hire some transgender. That's where we are.
So we no longer care about qualifications,
no.
meritocracy, gaining anything for the job that you do. We care about what your foibles are.
Chris,
or
that's
what
exactly
your,
it. In other words,
is that where we're at?
In other words, if you graduated 20th in your class, but you're transgender, as opposed to a person who graduated in the top 5 of their class, but they're straight in their gender and... but this person graduating the top 5, they've already got that they've already got that box checked. They don't have the box checked for transgender. They're going to go and hire the person who's transgender because it's inclusiveness. The diversity and inclusiveness in corporate America is at its heightened. It's so prevalent now that you're right. Based on what you just said, the merit and the experience and the education and how qualified a candidate is for a position is secondary to the inclusivity and diversity of checking off boxes. Yes, that's a fact right now.
And what does that do for the self-esteem of the individual?
Yeah, knowing that you didn't get the job because of merit. You got the job because, well, you check off a box.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then you're placed in a position, and if you don't have the knowledge, the ability, the skill set, the experience, and you're failing, but you're being kept in that position anyway just because you're part of some arbitrary system that somebody's come up with, how does that make you feel as a human being?
That's the question.
So we don't care about human beings anymore, do we?
No.
We don't care about what people think, who they are, what they're supposed to be, how they're supposed to act, because it's all about what corporate America believes is important?
You just nailed it. Yeah.
So that's the demon
here.
I'm
not saying I subscribe to this theory,
so the demon,
by the way.
No, but I want to carry this through. So the demon here is corporations. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Really? So corporations came up with this idea?
Government?
So the government is the demon?
Media?
Media is the demon?
I think it's what causes the divide. I believe in our. Yeah, sure.
I think they're all demons.
I think they're all in cahoots with each other. It's not just one. I think there's a few spokes to that wheel. I think it's
here's the way it works. When something gets pushed and promoted enough, corporate America jumps on because they think they can make money at it. Okay? And most times, believe it or not, it backfires in their faces.
Look at Disney. Look at Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch. That's exactly correct. So corporate America can be very beneficial to mankind. Corporate America can be very detrimental to mankind. And they can be very stupid. Because they buy into cultural norms that have nothing to do with what the culture is really about. These are false, false, ridiculous things that are being promoted by small groups of people that have nothing to do with the way America and people in general think, and is being forced down their throats and promoted simply because they want to sell more stuff, or they think they're going to sell more stuff. Well, you know what? I'm not a doomsday sayer. But my friend, there's a day of reckoning coming. And I'm not saying it has anything to do with God or faith. It may. I don't know that. But there's a day of reckoning coming. Because sooner or later, America's going to get tired of this. They have to be. Because all you got to do is look around and see how our lives are and see how expensive things are and see what the... You talk about injustice. You talk about the...
But people, you're not getting... People are afraid to speak up because they'll cancel you.
So what?
It's a woke society. And
see, that's
cancel
okay. So
culture,
you're a media person?
People are afraid to call my morning show and use their real name in their town. They'll voice their they got a load of they got a load they want to get
well,
off.
Are we living
they'll
in America, or is this the Pravda driven society?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you saying now? The government is going to send people after you?
You didn't know this?
Oh yeah, no. I do. That's why I'm bringing it. It's kind of a fallacious question.
FBI, you. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, then there's really something wrong with our country, isn't
Biden
there?
Administration? Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's same. Not... It's... I for four... We're in our fourth year of doing this show, and I've done my very best to avoid political commentary and make statements. And I do that simply because that's not what I think people tune in to listen to, because what we are is basically a faith-based show.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about matters of faith and things that are important to Catholics and... And we try and be as equitable in our discussions as we can. I'm not going to use the word inclusive, but we're talking about faith, and faith is what it is. There's a truth, and that's what we talk about, is the truth. Okay? Well, the truth that we talk about does not match up with what society, and I'm not going to say society in general, but those who are trying to manipulate society are absolutely against everything that you and I talk about here on a weekly basis. So... Yeah, it's a little difficult for me to not or to stay apolitical or to not talk about these things when you bring it up and you ask and you start to give me that look that says, I dare you. Okay? And you know me well enough to know that you get me going on this and I'll spend hours on this conversation because I know a little bit about the subjects. And I'm very disappointed in where we're heading, and I certainly hope at some point America wakes up.
We're acquiescing to a fraction of a percent who are just happen to be louder.
Right, and the problem is it's being supported by the powers that be. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's exactly it. We talk about this almost every morning.
That's right. And it's just... all right. We had a topic. Weren't we going to talk about something?
Yes.
Wait, the last time we were here, we talked about Pentecost. Right?
Yeah.
And I think that when we talked about Pentecost, somewhere in that we mentioned that, we just passed the Feast of the Ascension.
Well,
and
yeah,
never
that's just
about it.
We haven't... forgive me. I probably should have brought this up a couple of weeks ago. It's a little late, but...
That was not very inclusive of you.
It wasn't. Better late than never, though, they say. You know. Well, sorry. So, okay. We probably should have done this a couple of weeks ago. But like I said...
Do you realize I'm waiting for a bolt of lightning to come down that we're laughing about this subject after the conversation we just had?
I know.
Jimmy, calm
if
down.
If we weren't inside...
Calm down. Your producer's falling over. He's rolling on the floor.
If we were doing this outdoors, we just may receive that bolt of lightning. So Catholics celebrated the Ascension, a holy day of obligation. So when did it occur? I know it was a couple of weeks ago. And is it literally an ascension into heaven? We could start with the history as recorded in Scripture, but I just thought I'd pose that question to you first.
Yeah. So, okay. Ascension Sunday was Sunday, May 21st.
Right.
The Feast of the Ascension is actually May 18th.
Okay.
And if you think about it, it coincides because the ascension of the Lord occurred 40 days after Easter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And remember that 50 days after Easter is Pentecost.
Yeah, okay? We
talked about that last week.
Yeah.
So you have that progression that occurs. So 40 days, Jesus is risen, taken back up to heaven, and not risen, but I mean, you know, ascends back into heaven. Mm-hmm. 10 days after that is when the Holy Spirit does the reverse, comes down and drops the little tongues of flames on top of all the heads that needed it, as you recall from last
before week. The ascension, when he's back, when he reveals himself.
Yeah.
Did any of those who crucified him, did they see him?
I don't know who he revealed himself to completely.
Only to his disciples?
But generally, it was to his disciples and the apostles.
So the Roman guards?
From scripture, that's what you would know, that's where he was
seen. The Sanhedrin, no, they all didn't see him?
No.
Pontius Pilate didn't go, wait a minute, we just crucified you not that long ago.
Yeah, didn't do it.
You'd think I'd be like, told you.
Well, wouldn't have that made life a lot easier for everyone? But no, God's got to make it tough. You got to have that thing called faith. If you don't have the faith, too bad, you lose out. Yeah, wouldn't it have been great if he'd just come in and said, hey, hi guys, I'm back, okay?
And that would have nipped everything in the bud.
Everything in the bud. Everybody been a Catholic, and that would have been over. It would have been over. But no, we have to go through this whole process of generations of living and having all of these battles and all of this other stuff. He could have made it so easy.
Yeah.
But no. No. We're not going to do that. Okay. Fine.
You never questioned that? You never wondered?
Who the heck am I to criticize God?
I didn't say criticize, because I'm not criticizing.
Okay, your radio talk show is you're an inquisitive guy.
I am naturally inquisitive, yes.
I have a lot of questions. Do I sit here and say, God, why on earth would you do that? Sure. Do I really mean that? No, because I don't know God. I'm not his guy. I shouldn't say that. I don't know what he thinks, okay? And I'm sure he's got a plan that's much greater, and he's a lot much smarter than I am, so I ain't going to question him. I may not like it. I may not understand it. But I'm sure as heck not going to question him.
All right. So why is the ascension so meaningful then?
Okay. So it's an interesting thing with the ascension. If you look at history, when we talk about the 40 days, mm-hmm. I said that the ascension occurred 40 days after.
Right, yeah.
So there's really nothing in the Bible that says it was 40 days later. Kind of, sort of. Okay? Because if you think of just general Christian doctrine, the ascension into heaven could have occurred right at the resurrection. And then he chose to return with apparitions, etc., okay? But then there is a point in time where he showed his glorified self and was risen up to heaven on the clouds, and the apostles saw this. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the day that they take and say. But there's a lot of doctrine back and forth that says, no, it really happened at his resurrection. Because when he rose from the dead, that's really where he, in Nicene Creed, he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, mm-hmm. seated at the right hand of the Father. Just like, okay, is he really sitting right next to God at his right hand?
Literally?
Literally? Well, we don't know that.
Yeah.
Because during the time that the Bible was written, the place to the right of the host, the place to the right of the king, was considered the place of honor.
So it's symbolic.
So it is symbolic, but it doesn't mean that's not the case. It just means we don't know. Okay?
Okay.
We don't know. So in the same token, did he ascend up into heaven? Well, I don't know. He went up. We kind of look at heaven as being up there somewhere, but heaven's really not up there somewhere. Heaven is all around us because it's a state of being. We're not part of that yet. Even though as humans... And this is what pissed off Lucifer. Should I use that word?
Yeah, you can use
okay.
that word.
Okay. That's what pissed off Lucifer and all his followers. We have the divinity of God in us. It was given to us at our creation, whereas the angels don't. Okay? And that really upset him. Why'd you make these guys divine human beings? How could you do that? Look at us up here serving you, doing all the stuff you've sent us to do. So they revolted against him and caused all this problem. Darn Lucifer. Anyway, so... We have that, you know, we have that sense of divinity that is part of us, God given to us at our creation. So, where am I going with this? Totally lost my track.
Let me do this. Folks who are listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show, you can contact the Catholic Cemeteries Association toll-free at 800-505-0080. I'll repeat that number, give you the website, the email address more towards the end of the show. I mean, it's Chris, along with Chris Radlitz, I'm Gary Byron, by the way. It's so hard to imagine or even put our limited capacity of this place called heaven. So I guess that is where Jesus is now, right? I mean, and let's talk about the meaning of heaven. And we have so many images in our minds, really, if you want to go to like childhood. What is the real meaning of heaven? I know we've discussed this before on the show, but it is always pertinent, I think, to talk about the end of salvation. Is saying it's being in the eternal presence of God in oversimplification? A lot of questions in there. I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm Polish, remember. It takes me a while to figure all this stuff out, okay? No offense to my fellow Polacks out there.
You said it, not me.
You're darn right I did, because I can. Okay.
True. Yeah.
You know, heaven. Wings and halos, robes and harps, sitting on clouds. You know, we're being greeted by St. Peter at the pearly gates.
That's not.
How do you know?
Well, that's.
How do you know?
That's the.
See? Look. See? Already.
Well, we don't know.
Okay. You
don't know. But that's the picture they like to paint. Nobody knows, really, right?
You know, silly as they are, these ideas and images have seeped into our consciousness
harps.
The way. That's right. We're all supposed to have harps, right?
Tangible.
I had a hard enough time playing guitar. Don't give me a harp. I'm really going to screw it up.
I like this harp.
Yeah. look, all these questions, you know, do we have bodies in heaven? Well, or are we these disembodied ghosts that hang out? Okay. So there's an awful lot of misconceptions about who and what heaven is. You did say something that you said is an oversimplification, the eternal presence of God.
Yeah.
Well, in its simplest form, heaven is being in the presence of God. Understand that as humans, we could not be in the presence of God, okay? Because we wouldn't survive. We would perish immediately because God is so perfect, and that all-powerful perfectness is not something our humanity can accept or handle. None of us have that kind of purity. None of us have that kind of intense virtue that we're able to be part of that. So when we are no longer human body, but soul, the ethereal, spiritual soul, which is the being of who we were on earth inhabiting this temple that God gave us temporarily, then we can handle being in the presence of God. And being in the presence of God is what is considered heaven. The alternative to that is, what is hell? Hell is complete lack of God. And there's nothing that could be more devastating than living in an environment that has no good. Living in an environment that has no light, that has no hope, but is filled with fear, pain, suffering. It doesn't get any worse than that. You know, we talk about we don't talk enough about hell because I think people don't have been led to believe. And I know from people that I work with, people that I have friends whose children don't believe in hell. And they don't believe in hell because it's not a concept that is taught or talked about. Yet, it's everywhere. In the Bible, it talks about it. It's everywhere. It's a deep part of our faith and nobody wants to talk about it. Heck, half the priests don't talk about it. Okay? Because they're afraid to scare their congregations.
Interesting.
Well, guess what? You need to be scared. You need to know.
Sure.
Remember we talked about one of the virtues or the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which was the fear of the Lord, the last one? Guess what? There's a real fear there that needs to be a good, healthy fear because it's reality. Mm-hmm. Truth is truth. You know, people, I love the word, oh, it's your truth. No, it's not my truth.
There's only one truth.
There's only one truth. You can't have your truth, my truth, his truth, her truth. Truth is truth. It either is or it is not. Well, that's the truth.
Same thing with God.
Hell exists.
There's only one God.
There's only one
it's
God.
It's not like your God, his God. Oh, I'm going to pray
you
to
call
your
him
God.
This
God.
No, you call him Yahweh. God. You call him this. You call him that. Whatever. It's God. You can't have multiple gods. Can you imagine the battles that will be going on? Right? Mm-hmm. Look at all the stuff that all the Greek gods used to have, all these fights going on and stuff. So anyway, you know, the whole idea that heaven is, you know, paved with streets of gold and I mentioned the image of St. Peter at the pearly gates. Well, you know, none of these things are scriptural, except, I guess, in the New Testament, Matthew says something to the effect of that, because heaven is like a Jewish wedding feast, and there's a gold platitude that is laid out before them. But there's nothing about any of this stuff. So your oversimplification is really quite accurate, because that's really what it is. It is being in the presence of God. It is not a physical place that we know of. It is a place that exists somewhere. And in his ascension, what did Jesus do? Jesus left us to go and prepare the place for us with his Father.
Is it the sky?
No, there's no way
to
know.
Or could it be right? Is it another dimension?
It could be amongst us.
It could be amongst us. That's how I look at it.
I look at it that way too, because I always feel that I'm getting very positive feelings, or I believe in the guardian angels. Well, the guardian angels are probably hanging out in heaven. Well, guess what? They're probably all around us. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think it's that a heaven is up in the sky and in the
atmosphere.
Right.
It's not like you need an altimeter to be able to figure out where it is.
I think there's another dimension right here on earth, right amongst us.
Exactly. You know, faith is supernatural. I don't care. God is supernatural. Everybody fails to believe that, or used to know it and forgot. They believe in some of the garbage that the devil can do, but they don't believe in what God can do, or that he's all around and does these things. Well, you know what? That's what it is. And again, yes. Is it oversimplified? Yes. Can we devote a whole show to doing nothing but talking about heaven and the different aspects? Yes, we can. And maybe we should. And maybe we will. But the point is, yes, I think you're correct. So, yeah. Jesus ascended there.
You hear
there,
about
and that's
people
where he
who have died. And they were resuscitated and came and come back. And they've written books. They've been on television.
My mother. Okay.
Oh.
My mother went through it. We have no time to talk, but I'll tell you about it next time.
Oh, what a cliffhanger. Oh, that's not fair, brother. Okay. All right. Well, I'll remember that one. We will pick up where we just left off. Folks, you've been listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. You can contact them toll-free at 800-505-0080. Again, toll-free, 800-505-0080. Check them out online as well, www.ccacem.org. And by the way, if you've got a question that you'd like to have answered right here on these very airwaves, could be as soon as next weekend, simply email us at ccawdrc@gmail.com. For Chris Radlitz, Director of Family Services for the CCA, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to the Catholic Cemeteries Association radio show. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.